Paperwork Studio made more than 100,000 Christmas cards last fall. Brian Lewis directs sales here, and he says that eclipsed what the business was doing just a few years ago.
I mean, basically in October we shipped $62,000 worth of cards, and that was really what we did for all of 2010, for the entire year.
These cards are printed on handmade paper produced in a shop in Traverse City. In the wet room, half a dozen workers take pulp made from recycled fiber and mix it with water.
This is the heart of what we do. This is making the handmade paper that gets turned into the carts.
The slurry of pulp and water is spread onto screens to drain. The wet sheets are later vacuumed and then laid on a window to dry overnight. Rob Berdini is one of the paper makers here. He says after the sheets of paper dry, they need to be weighed.
It can't be too thick or too thin. It has to be perfect.
Okay, and the weight tells you if you have it at the right size?
Yeah.
And we make them perfect, don't we, Rob?
Yeah, we do. We make it perfect.
Absolutely.
This program started at the Traverse Bay Area Intermediate School District. About 20 years ago, a teacher there was helping students with disabilities, some severe, make paper with pulp beaten in a kitchen blender. The ISD also had a work program back then making a strap called a snugger that held your glasses on your head. The snugger contract came to an end, and handmade paper became the new product. Eventually, the ISD spun off Paperwork Studio as its own organization. It had its ups and downs, and even closed for a bit around 2007. Then in 2009, Goodwill Industries of Northern Michigan took it over.
When we took it over, it was struggling at that point in time.
That's the CEO of Goodwill, Cecil McNally.
We've worked, and I think we've made, some positive inroads. Obviously sales have grown significantly.
But even at $4 or $5 per card, Paperworks can't stay out of the red. Last year, Goodwill lost more than $160,000 on the business. And even if it made money, McNally says Paperworks doesn't fit Goodwill's strategy for workforce development, which he says is to train workers who then go out and find other jobs.
It tends to have a fairly static number of employees, where we're not teaching people and training them and moving them out and bringing other people in.
Goodwill announced in November it's looking for a new owner for Paperworks and is now in talks with Grand Traverse Industries. GTI also employs people with disabilities. They run a cleaning service and manufacture items like plastic bags and toothbrushes. So while GTI seems like a good fit, advocates for Paperworks stress Paperworks is not a factory. The employees there are referred to as artists, since the cards are handcrafted. Mimi Spalding is a teacher who's been involved with the operation since it started. Spalding says Paperworks employees have direct relationships with the people who buy the cards, like brides ordering custom wedding invitations.
The retailers selling the product are inviting them into their locations to explain to their customers how the product is made and that they have a piece of that. So it's not a part going into a part and being shipped off to an auto industry member, which is so much of what already goes on in a packaging or production industry.
We might soon find out if GTI is a good fit for Paperwork Studio. Goodwill says it's close to a deal, and an announcement is expected this week. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Peter Payette in Traverse City.